Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association and the Women's Pro Rodeo Association season earnings plus $12.5 million in prize money won in the City of Lights determine the coveted gold buckle winners in each of the seven standard events in pro rodeo. The top 15 qualifiers by money won in each of the events battle it out for 10 rounds of competition. A successful Wrangler NFR is imperative, considering each round in each event pays six places. First is worth $33,687. In addition to the aggregate or best on 10, worth $86,391 for first. We have results and interviews with round two winners, with the three-time champ of the world, Tim O'Connell, in the bareback riding, and Bradley Miller of Texas. Also, Wyoming's Brody Wells with the first 90-point ride at the 2024 Wrangler NFR. Bareback riding, Jacob Leaves of Idaho, the Indian National Finals Rodeo World Champ, has qualified on two horses. He hasn't won any money yet in the first two rounds. Bradley Miller of Texas has. He was 86.5 points to represent Texas on a bucking horse, True Grit, of the Wayne Bold Rodeo Company from Canada.
You know, it's an unimaginable feeling, and I'm glad I get to feel it this soon in the week.
You know who owned that horse and what her name was?
Yes, that was True Grit from Wayne Bold Rodeo Company. She's been here a bunch of times, and, you know, she brought it. She leaves hard and had some tricks, but all in all, what an awesome one to have in this pen of semi-eliminators.
Keenan Hayes from Colorado is leading the world standings in the bareback riding, just ahead of Rocker Steiner from Texas. In the steer wrestling, Rowdy Parrott from Louisiana was 3.6 to win round two. Dalton Massey of Oregon is first in the world standings. Indian country well represented in the team roping competition. World champ Eric Rogers, Navajo, and his partner from Missouri, Paul Ease, finished second in the round. They have moved from 15th to 7th in the world standings in 2 days. Derek Begay, Navajo, with his Florida partner, Jonathan Torres, were 6-2. They didn't win any money. Derek maintains 12th in the world standings heading division. J.C. Yaquo, Mandan Hadatsa from Mandaree, North Dakota, and his partner, Buddy Hawkins of Texas, have won no money in rounds number 1 and 2. They have dropped from 9th to 10th in the world. Cherokee Brenton Hall and Texan Caden Profili were 4.2, finishing 3rd in the round. They have moved from 8th up to 5th in the world standings. Cherokee Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin of New Mexico finished 4th in the round. They have moved from 4th to 3rd in the world standings. For the second night in a row, winners Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe, both from Texas, 3-7 to win round number 2. They are number 1 in the world team roping. Saddle bronc riding, Brody Wells, cowboy from Wyoming, and Resistol's Pretty Woman of the Pete Carr Pro Rodeo in Texas scored the first 90-point ride of the 24 Wrangler NFR. Damian Brennan of Australia is your leader for the world standings with over 300,000 won riding bronc. Tie-down roping, Riley Webb, Texas, 7.8 seconds, winning round two. Chad Mayfield of New Mexico looking for his second world title, being number 1 in the world in the calf roping. Haley Kinsel of Texas won round 1 and number 2. Number 2 with a 13.48. She is a 4-time world champion looking for her 5th world title. Number 1 in the average, number 1 in the world. Jeter Lawrence, Oklahoma, in the bull riding, rode Buck Nasty of Powder River Rodeo Company, a whopping 87.5 point ride. Josh Frost of Utah has moved from 4th to 1st in the world standings in 2 rounds of competition. We have words with 3-time champ of the world Tim O'Connell about the bareback riding, including Bradley Miller of Texas winning round 2 and Wyoming's Brody Wells with a first 90-point ride.
This field is stacked, loaded, and ready to go to war.
Wyoming's Brody Wells with a 90-point ride in the bronc riding.
Oh, that felt amazing. That horse was backing up underneath me and just tipping over, and heard him kicking behind my head, and I heard the crowd, you know, and it just felt so good and knew it was going to be great.
Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys!
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.